Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
We see that he is no ordinary bounty hunter. He is calm, shockingly ruthless, intelligent, poised, an ideal killer.
With new people, it's kind of easier to just like be more honest with them. Like, does that make any sense? I don't know how to explain
it. That's a good mindset, like, you're never going to talk to them, like, most likely again.
Exactly. Stranger, right? Or, like, I don't know.
It's like oversharing with people you're not close to is easier than with people you are.
UC is one of 20 sites across the U.S. where doctors are giving certain hospitalized COVID patients a drug that targets their blood vessels and tries to make them healthier.
Today, we'll check out samples from these three podcasts, Villains, Teenager Therapy, and Focus on Technology. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The bad guys, the evildoers, the crooks, whatever you call them, villains, both real and fictitious from throughout history, have captured our imaginations and awoke some of our greatest fears. It seems like the hero always triumphs, but on the Parcast original show Villains, the bad guys get the last word. Every Friday, the Villains team dissects the greatest foils from history and fiction, uncovering origin stories, analyzing impacts, and exploring the complexity of character and motive. From Jeffrey Dahmer to the Joker, there's a lot to learn from the things we fear, so take a walk on the dark side with Villains. A snippet for you from the episode featuring fictitious blood killer Anton Chigurh, the villain from the classic novel-turned-film No Country for Old Men. Villain steps inside yet another troubled mind to explore his philosophy, Javier Bardem's captivating performance, and the coin flip that he grants to all his victims before deciding their fate.
By the time the story is over, the man that takes the money is dead, the county sheriff is retired, and the hitman Chigurh has returned the money to his anonymous employer. But inside this basic plot is a much richer and more complicated tale. A tale of characters who are unnerving in their unpredictability. None more so than Anton Chigurh, a man of such inexplicable behavior that Javier Bardem's brilliant portrayal is forever burned into the legacy of cinematic history. His role is simple. Find the money at all cost. This means pursue Llewellyn Moss at all cost. But when we start to uncover how Chigurh executes these pursuits, we see that he is no ordinary bounty hunter. He is calm, shockingly ruthless, intelligent, poised, an ideal killer. One who might even garner a form of respect in the same way we respect so many of cinema's hitmen and assassins. At least, he might have, if his motivations were not so utterly baffling. And yet, Chigurh does not seem totally devoid of human characteristics. He appears to follow a self-defined set of rules. In fact, he does so more stringently than all of the other characters in the novel. Perhaps this dedication is the thing that makes him most terrifying of all. But if we are to paint a picture of this villain, we must look at the moments that most define the character, moments where he holds life and death in his hands.
That was Villains, a Parcast original. Go behind the flashy violence and crime and get to the root of all evil with Villains, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. It may be a long time since you've attended high school, but it's hard to forget the trials and tribulations associated with that confusing stage of life. We can get a glimpse of what that high school experience is like today on Teenager Therapy, a hit independent podcast coming from the West Coast. The show features five sleep-deprived yet energetic teens having loose, candid conversations about mental health, school and family, friendships and sexuality, and more. After starting basically from scratch, Teenager Therapy has become a lifeline for high schoolers around the country, amassing millions of downloads in their first year. But this show isn't just for teens. All of us can learn a little something about ourselves with a little Teenager Therapy. Try out this sample from the episode of Teenager Therapy titled Feeling Drained with Friends. The friends discuss the complicated dynamics of social obligations and how to know when you need a break.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I told Gael this one time, but like with new people, it's kind of easier to just like be more honest with them. Like, does that make any sense? I don't know how to explain
it. That's a good mindset, 'cause like you're never going to talk to them like most likely again.
Exactly. Stranger, right? Or like, I don't know.
It's like oversharing with people you're not close to is easier than with people you are.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's mm-hmm. how I feel sometimes.
I don't know, because, okay, I consider myself to be a pretty outgoing person. Like, I like talking to new people. But I feel like what has to happen is like they have to initiate it. So once like they initiate the conversation, I'll like immediately respond with like the same energy and stuff. But if it's like I have to approach them, then it's probably not going to happen just because I'm too scared.
I'm really bad at it. Like even in class and with classmates, like I can't do it. It's ironic because like I'm in a podcast and I could like go out and like do events and like speak and like I wouldn't have a problem with it and I do it pretty easily. But when I'm like out of that environment, I can't do it. Like in class, I'm like to speak up and like do all that, I either can or can't. Most often I can't.
And why do you think like there's such a huge difference
between the two? I don't know. I really have no fucking clue. I just, you know, like even speaking in like Zoom classes, I just feel like I can't do it.
Oh my God. No. Yeah. Okay. So in my English class, I'm supposed to participate. Like I have to in order for like for my grade to like, you know, be up and stuff. I can't do it. I can't unmute myself and like I can't. Like I don't know. Like no one cares. Literally no one cares. Mm-hmm. No one is like listening to other students. Like it's just like a quick less than 5 second response. But I just can't do it.
Dude, I'm just gonna not even think about it next time I just do it. Like I'm done overthinking that.
Yeah, we have to do the same for our English class. We have to like participate. I mean I try to, but like I'm not gonna read like huge sections.
I know, it's weird.
But also sometimes it's because like it's the morning time and like I usually wake up like 5 minutes before the class starts, so my voice is all like groggy.
Oh, you got the bro voice. Bro girl voice. Like, yeah.
You know, sometimes that's the reason why I don't talk, because I probably sound rude.
The hit independent podcast Teenager Therapy. Get to the bottom of the teenager feelings of today on Teenager Therapy, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection page. Just go to WVXU.org and choose the podcast menu item. The coronavirus has drastically heightened the importance of technology in almost every aspect of our lives. With new normals showing up seemingly every day, it can be tough to keep track of it all. Well, you can lighten the load a bit with the help of our local creation this week, The Focus on Technology. Originally airing on Mondays every week on Morning Edition, Focus on Technology's quick installments are also available in bingeable podcast form. Each week, host Ann Thompson reports on the latest technological developments taking place in the worlds of science, medicine, entertainment, and more, and some of them right here in Cincinnati. For a trusted voice on the present and future of technology in our lives, check out Focus on Technology. And we'll back up our claims with some evidence in the form of this sample clip from a recent episode of Focus on Technology. In the episode, Anne investigates a phase 2 clinical trial taking place at UC and nearly 20 other sites around the country to determine the safety and efficacy of the drug razoprotafib in treating COVID-19 patients.
UC is one of 20 sites across the U.S. where doctors are giving certain hospitalized COVID patients a drug that targets their blood vessels and tries to make them healthier. Early on in the pandemic, researchers recognized the coronavirus could bind itself to arteries and veins and cause damage to the heart, lungs, brain, kidneys, liver, and intestines. COVID patients also had a much higher likelihood of getting blood clots in these blood vessels. The lead physician in this phase 2 clinical trial is Dr. Richard Becker, and explains the drug, razoprotafib, activates proteins on the surface of the cells that line blood vessels.
And this protein that's known as Tie2 is part of the both defense mechanism for the blood vessels and also a way for the blood vessels to remain healthy.
As he says, the drug has shown it can increase the levels of Tie2 to make blood vessels healthier. It's a targeted therapy and can be used in combination with other things.
So this is a way to be very, very selective about treatment for COVID-19 and also to develop drugs that can be used in a complementary fashion with other drugs, whether it's remdesivir or methylprednisolone or convalescent plasma.
In this trial, which may enroll up to 180 patients nationwide, scientists will try to figure out the proper dosage. The participants are hospitalized COVID patients who need supplemental oxygen but aren't on a ventilator. UC's Dr. Duncan Height is co-investigator.
So with the hope being that this would be a subset of patients where there's obviously enough abnormalities for there to be an opportunity for it to have benefit, but where they're not so severely ill that they might be beyond a stage of the illness where the potential benefit of the therapy would be too hard to see.
Height says razuprotafib is given as an injection just under the skin 3 times a day for up to 7 days. The drug is already used for diabetes and renal disease. Height, the director of UC's Critical Care Services, says the phase 2 trial will determine the safety and efficacy of the drug. He emphasizes the drug is not being rushed.
I'm particularly enthusiastic about this trial because they're doing it the right way.
Approval can't come soon enough for some who worry about potential long-term organ damage from COVID. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Cardiology looked at 100 recovered coronavirus patients. 78 of them had heart abnormalities and 60 had heart inflammation. One hope is to prevent the long haulers syndrome, according to Dr. Becker.
And that, in turn, as we continue to follow these individuals, may translate into having fewer people with long haul, or what is also called post-COVID syndrome. But that will only be known with time.
A Washington Post op-ed written by researchers speculates if we don't solve the lasting effects, COVID-19 could have an even bigger impact on public health and the global economy.
In our local podcast feature spotlight today, focus on technology from our own Cincinnati Public Radio. Begin your clinical observation of the latest tech trends with the help of Focus on Technology on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection, or just download the WVXU app and check out Start Here on the menu. And as is usual and customary, let's take a couple of minutes to see what's hot in the Apple Podcast universe as reported by iTunescharts.net. Over the past 2 weeks, we've highlighted two new podcasts that have continued to dominate the charts. Last week's topper was Bill Gates and Rashida Jones Ask the Big Questions, featuring the philanthropist and the actress riffing on the issues of the day. The other is Do No Harm. The 6-episode series takes you inside a family's attempt to stay together against a system that can sometimes do more harm than good, from NBC News and Wondery. Both continue to be number ones on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured in this episode, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter by scrolling down to the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.